10 times the Industrial Revolution, at 10 times the speed. That is how DeepMind CEO Demis Hassabis described the incoming wave of AGI this week. He thinks it is hitting within 5 years. The economic earthquake is going to be unlike anything we have ever seen. And the race to control it is already turning into a bloodbath. This is the Throughline Brief for April 5th. I went through every big AI and tech podcast this week, so you do not have to. Here is what actually mattered. I am West. The sheer velocity of artificial intelligence right now is completely scrambling how tech leaders view the next 5 years. You had Demis Hassabis on 20VC dropping absolute bombs. He is predicting AGI arrives within half a decade. He believes the shift will fundamentally rewrite the economy, wiping out old jobs and eventually creating new, highly paid roles we cannot even imagine yet. He even floated the idea of AI solving free energy. Think about that. Then you look over at My First Million. John Krafcik was looking at the exact same timeline, but focusing entirely on the tooling. He pointed out how historical tech shifts always pump GDP and create employment through second-order effects. If you were a founder, his takeaway was clear. Build on top of these new tooling layers. Let the giants fight over the underlying models. But over on the All In podcast, the reality of the money involved brought everyone back to earth. Brad Gerstner was celebrating Anthropic hitting a $30 billion annual revenue run rate. He called it the largest revenue explosion in the history of technology. Chamath Palihapitiya threw cold water right on that fire. He pointed straight at the massive compute capital expenditure. The gross margins are totally unknown. The revenue is exploding, but the cost to deliver it might be climbing even faster. As an operator, you have to separate the top line hype from the bottom line reality. The models are magical. The unit economics are brutal. Strategy requires the willingness to throw out your own playbook. We heard a masterclass on this from Ancient History and Modern YouTube. On the Lex Fridman podcast, historian Lars Brownworth broke down why the Vikings failed to hold North America. They were incredibly brave. They were completely stubborn. They refused to adapt their farming practices to a new environment, and it doomed them. But the Swedish Vikings failed to conquer Constantinople and did something brilliant. They pivoted. They joined the city's elite guard instead. They turned a military defeat into a massive economic victory through radical adaptability. You see that exact same willingness to break the rules today. Michelle Carr told Tim Ferriss how she built her massive YouTube channel. Every creator is told to post constantly. Keep feeding the algorithm. She throws that advice away. She focuses on highly ambitious, difficult to replicate stunts. She only posts 8 to 10 videos a year. Extreme scarcity. It builds a competitive moat that high-frequency content simply cannot touch. And if you want to find your own unique angle, get out of your dashboard. John Krafcik shared a method on My First Million. He calls it two eyes and two ears. He would literally mystery shop Tesla stores to see why digital sales were struggling. Direct observation always beats data reports. Go see the bottlenecks yourself. Dr. Dacher Keltner appeared on the Huberman Lab podcast to talk about the biology of emotion. He has spent years doing actual field work, directly observing facial expressions and human behavior in natural settings. He described the biological impact of experiencing awe as a measurable emotional lift. He found that experiencing awe actually reduces inflammation and improves vagal tone in your body. It is a biological tool for well-being that can even alleviate long COVID symptoms. Here is why that matters to you. We spend our days grinding behind screens. Chasing moments that make you feel small and amazed is actually a biological necessity for performing at your peak. Tim Ferriss and Michelle Carr got into a deep conversation on The Tim Ferriss Show about the rush to become a founder. Everyone wants to launch their own company the second they have an idea. Ferriss gave a masterclass in strategic delay. He advises going to work in your target field and making your first massive round of dumb mistakes on someone else's dime. It is brilliant advice. You gain broad experience and you actually get paid to figure out what you are bad at. You remove the existential pressure of a nascent startup. Learn the hard lessons while a larger company absorbs the blast radius. Then you build. On the All In podcast, the hosts got into a massive fight over Anthropic deciding to pause its Mythos AI model. This system is reportedly capable of finding thousands of software vulnerabilities autonomously. Jason Calacanis saw this as a DEFCON level threat. He believes autonomous code exploitation requires immediate, serious action and regulation. Chamath Palihapitiya completely brushed it off as mostly theater. He questioned whether these safety claims are genuine or just clever market positioning to build a regulatory moat. If you are building an AI, you need to watch this space closely. The narrative around safety is actively becoming a weapon used to lock down market dominance. This week was a stark reminder of what actually wins. Whether you are navigating the explosive arrival of AGI or trying to conquer Constantinople, stubbornness will kill you. Adaptability is your greatest asset. Get out of your data dashboards, go observe your customers directly, and always take the long view of your own development. That's your through line. See you next Sunday.